All right. So now that we have moved on to New Hampshire, and people are, I guess, coming to grips with what happened in Iowa, you have the spin starting. And it really is, you know, Trump is magical. He really is. He really is magical. How he can create a different narrative. And that's what he's doing today. And the funny thing is, the narrative isn't made up. He's taking things that actually happened, legitimate things. And that's the crazy, wild thing about this election cycle. Rather, it's the establishment on both sides. And when I remember, we've had this discussion before. Establishment, you know, that's like the buzzword. But let's face it, establishment is anybody that has been in a position for longer than a day. Hell, longer than an hour. You know, this notion that Ted Cruz is not part of the establishment is insane. The notion that Jeb Bush is not part of the establishment is insane. John Kasich is not part. I mean, it's insane. It really is. Rather, you're a senator. Rather, you're a governor. You are part of the establishment. You are part of the system. Just because you're a senator who calls people liars, calls other senators liars, and you have a 10-hour filibuster or whatever the hell you do that gets other senators upset at you, you're still a senator. Part of the establishment. Plain and simple. So rather you're a Democrat or a Republican, what Trump has done in this election cycle is turn things upside down. And I love watching both sides lose their minds and complain about different tactics that Trump does or Trump uses or Trump says or what have you. And they cry foul because it's not what they're used to. And now remember, yesterday we talked about this narrative by Republicans and Democrats. If you go online from the BuzzFeeds to every opinion website on the web, I think that's a opinion website on the web. Opinion website on the web. Could a website not be on the web? Kind of a weird thing. But anyways, so every single site kept saying, oh, Donald Trump lost. What's going to happen now? His whole candidacy is built on being a winner. You're not a winner. You're not a winner. There was an article that was just somebody trolling. And remember, Democrats are big at people not trolling them. When somebody trolls a Democrat or a liberal leftist web writer, look at all these trolls. Everybody's So an article yesterday was somebody trolling Trump from 3 years ago and putting out tweets where he said nobody remembers second place. And these articles were mocking him.
Oh, see, your whole candidacy is about first, not about second. Oh, you're a loser. Whoa, 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 whoa.
And I wish Twitter had more than 140 characters, which I heard they might actually start doing. But I wanted to hit some of these people and say, let me ask you a question. Do you live your life in mediocrity? When you go to do something, regardless, do you say, I'm going to really shoot for average? When mommy and daddy were spending all this money to send you to UCLA or NYU to get a degree in women's studies, were you taught to just be average? You know, everybody's complaint or criticism of Trump is, we're going to be the best. I'm going to be the best. We're not going to lose. We are the best. We are number one. And when he comes in second, oh, you're a loser. You're a loser. There goes your whole campaign. Everything is based on winning. Everything's based on being the best. It's like, who lives their life going, you know, I'm just shooting for a C. I'm just, yeah, I got this midterm. I'm just, oh, yeah, I just want a C. I just want to barely get by. Yeah. I mean, who does that? Who does that? Of course you say, I want to be the best. We're going to win. We're going to be the best company in the world. We're going to make the best products in the world. Steve Jobs, did he go, you know, I hope I make a phone. That's just average. That's what I'm just, you know, I just want it to be average. You know, if it's better than the average, that would be great. But, you know, guys, all my employees, stockholders, I'm just shooting for average. Maybe we'll be good, maybe not. So let's kind of get them. I mean, again, who does, that's the liberal society that we live. That's the society we live in that's dominated by this liberal thinking. A ribbon for ninth place. All these people that say, ha ha ha, Donald Trump, you say you're a winner, you say you're gonna be the best, and you came in second, ha ha ha, you might as well just quit, ha 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 ha. Well, so what's your criticism? What's your beef? Because the guy said, I'm going to win, I'm going to be the best, and he fell short, even though he got the second most votes in Iowa caucus history. And the turnout being what it was would never have been what it was if it wasn't for him. But what's the beef? So he said he was going to be the best. He said he was going to win, and he fell short. That's being condemned?
Look at the tweet you made 3 years ago. Second place means I'm a loser. No one remembers. See, you're a loser.
I mean, that's the criticism.
He's done now. His whole campaign is based on being the best.
Well, isn't that anybody's campaign? Isn't that anybody's life strategy to be the best? I know liberal USA hijacked our society. Where being eighth, being ninth, being tenth is awesome. Being fat is awesome. I get it. Being mediocre is completely fine. As long as you do your best. As long as you do your best. Oh. As long as you do your best, that's all that matters. You showed up. Winning's not everything. Yeah, it is. Life is winning. And if you don't win, you get up, you try again until you do win. But liberals, man... See, you said you were going to win and you didn't win. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You should never have said you were going to win. You should have just said you were going to try your best. F you, losers. That's why you are losers. That's why get me started. Have to drink my coffee. And that's from the GOP also. I'm not just talking the liberal hijacking of do your best also goes for the GOP. It also goes for them. The things that some of these GOP pundits like the SE Cups have been saying, SE Cup did a article, I don't know, for that rag New York Post or New York Times. I don't remember which paper, or maybe it was for CNN, where she basically talked about Donald Trump and the Trump mania was grounded in Iowa, and things are somewhat back to normal. Because at the end of the day, Iowans didn't vote for Trump. And what her and other pundits have always said still panned out, and it was all about the ground game. And it was all about evangelicals, and it was all about what they've always said was important in Iowa, and ultimately what happened. And I stress again, up until a week ago, every poll, every person you talk to said Ted Cruz was going to win Iowa. Plain and simple. It was only that last week when the polls showed Trump winning in Iowa. It did the narrative change. But there were still polls that came out that had Cruz up in Iowa. And again, we could debate this until the cows come home. And that's exactly what's starting to happen now. And this is the genius of Trump. And it infuriates both sides. But mainly the GOP, because the GOP is not used to these tactics, because they're normally the ones that use these tactics. Listening to the GOP elites, the establishments, the pundits complain about Trump and his tactics is hysterical. It really is hysterical because Karl Rove was the master. Roger Ailes was the master. Mary Matlin. Was the master. Republicans had been the master at using tactics to achieve success for candidates that people have called questionable. Rather it's Willie Horton, rather it's John McCain being crazy from his Vietnam days. So now you have Donald Trump taking Karl Rove and Roger Ailes tactics and just going completely over the top with them. And you see the GOP losing their mind. They're like, what the? What? God. I told you, if you listen to Mark Levin, he loses his mind that Trump attacks Ted Cruz. Literally loses his mind. Loses his mind. So now what we have is Cruz winning Iowa, and now Donald Trump is saying that win is not legitimate. Using facts. Using facts. As to why Cruz's win isn't legitimate. And they're facts that can't be denied. So now you have something overshadowing Cruz's victory. Now the narrative is being created that Cruz really didn't win. And when Cruz goes on Twitter and says, oh, Trump contesting Iowa just like Bernie Sanders, he should go over with the Dems. He should join the Dems trying to make that link. But the problem with that is yesterday, Republicans on every single Fox TV show talked about the coin flip. Talked about Hillary Clinton winning 6 coin flips in a row and being 1 in 3 million or some crazy number. Some crazy number. So yesterday, Fox had, you know, Greta Van Susteren, Megyn Kelly, Hannity, O'Reilly, every single one of them calling in the question. So it wasn't a Dem spin. The Republicans were calling into question Hillary Clinton's victory. So all Trump did was fed up that. So when Ted Cruz says, oh, typical, Donald Trump doing something that Bernie Sanders is doing, a Democrat, typical, he should join the Dems. Fox News put the narrative out that Hillary Clinton did something shady to win the Iowa caucuses. It wasn't the Dems that put it out. All the people in the Republican TV land were watching all those shows going, yeah, there's no way Hillary Clinton won all those coin flips. When you listen to Rush Limbaugh, he even said the same thing. There's no way Hillary Clinton could have won all those coin flips. So the narrative was set by the Republicans. The narrative was set by the Republicans. So Trump used that narrative. It's not a Dem narrative. It's a Republican narrative. And then he used the narrative that Bill O'Reilly was trying to combat, Megyn Kelly, Sean Hannity, which was Ben Carson calling Ted Cruz out for Ted Cruz telling people that Ben Carson got out of the race. And basically, by supporting Ben Carson, you would be throwing your votes away. So give your support to Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz went on Megyn Kelly's show. He went on Sean Hannity's show. And Ted Cruz admitted, he admitted that his camp put out the information. They never said to support Ted Cruz, but they never said exactly what Ben Carson was going to do. So they left it a little ambiguous. And Ted Cruz admitted that. Ted Cruz apologized for that. Ted Cruz said they messed up. So Ted Cruz admitted. He admitted. He admitted that they disseminated information, and the information and what they did could have been done differently, because, yes, it gave the impression of something else going on. And he apologized for that. So, once again, all Trump did was watch the narrative on Fox News about Hillary Clinton doing shady things to win the Iowa caucuses. He then watched Ted Cruz admit that his team messed up. He apologized for it, but didn't go to the edge and say, well, we told people Ben was getting out and to vote for us. But he didn't have to, because you know that's what happened. Because then the third narrative is a mailer that Ted Cruz sent out. A mailer that basically, well, people who would be homeschooled, the mailer would scare the hell out of them. That mailer, if you were not very educated, at least in politics and how caucuses work, would have frightened you. And the head of the voting rules of Iowa said what the Cruz campaign did was wrong. The fact that Cruz sent out a voter violation certificate was wrong. It was dirty. It was extremely dirty. It's a dirty tactic. So if you take the voter violation flyer that Ted Cruz sent out, you take in account the information of Ben Carson getting out of the race, and the fact that you know precinct captains. Remember, nobody had a bigger ground game than Ted Cruz. And if Ted Cruz's people and Ted Cruz himself admitted that they put information out there that Ben Carson was getting out of the race, or they put information that possibly led to people thinking that, and it was his bad for not clarifying the Ben Carson situation. You know they had precinct captains that were telling individuals, don't throw your vote away for Ben Carson. He's getting out of the race. If you throw your vote to Ben Carson, Donald Trump could win, and you don't want Donald Trump to win. You know that was going on. We talked about it yesterday. The whole Iowa caucus thing is not Democratic. This notion that Fox and MSNBC were showing everybody this process and saying that's democracy working at its best. No, it's not. When you have 9 people in one corner, 30 people in another corner, 20 people in an opposite corner, and everybody's shouting at each other, and they're saying to the 9 people, you're losers. Your candidate's a loser. Don't be a loser. Come over to our side. When you have people bullying each other to switch their votes, because ultimately those people don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to be outcasted. They don't want to be viewed as a loser anymore. That's not democracy. That's some type of third world election. So you know damn well you had Cruz people telling caucus goers, you know, Ben Carson's getting out. Ben Carson's getting out. Ben Carson, come on. What are you talking about? I mean, let's face it. You can't get any more godly than Ben Carson. Okay? Now, granted, Ben Carson got a decent amount of votes, but there's no way Marco Rubio should have gotten more votes than Ben Carson. Remember, about a month and a half ago, Ben Carson was in the lead in Iowa. So Ben Carson went from first to second to third to fourth? No way. No way. Carson lost votes because the Ted Cruz people said Ben Carson's getting out of the race. Ben Carson's getting out of the race. That's what happened. These aren't fake controversies that Trump is bringing up. This is real, and it's genius. because now the narrative switches. That narrative switches. So when people go, oh, yeah, Ted Cruz won Iowa, they hear, yeah, but he cheated. His people were saying Ben Carson quit the race. I saw Ben Carson on Bill O'Reilly. I saw Ben Carson on Megyn Kelly. He's very upset, saying what Ted Cruz did was wrong. He also sent these voter violation papers. Ted Cruz cheated. He's an establishment. He's a cheater. He didn't really win Iowa. So now you have this narrative shifting that Donald Trump's not a loser. He lost because Ted Cruz cheated. It's genius. And Republicans are losing their minds. The SC Cups, we're going to leave you guys here live. We're still going on. The SC Cups, the Dana Ladoches, the whole Fox News team, Mark Levin, they're losing their minds because Trump just trumped them again. You even got Sarah Palin saying that Ted Cruz played dirty. He's a liar. His campaign lies. So what's the narrative? Trump didn't lose. Trump didn't lose. You can't lose if someone cheated. Look at all the questions that arose because of deflated footballs. Deflated footballs have put a question on the New England Patriots being a great team. That's a deflated football. It's genius. And now you're going to go into these debates. You're going to go into a debate Saturday. And Ted Cruz is going to get blasted. He's going to get blasted from Trump and Ben Carson. Remember, Ted Cruz already admit these are things that are admitted to. These are things that are admitted to. Ted Cruz has already admitted to the Ben Carson snafu. He just didn't take it to the edge and say, well, I said Ben Carson was getting out of the race. But that's kind of like the whole Hillary Clinton birther question with Obama. You could put something out there without saying Obama was born in Kenya. Remember, Hillary Clinton started that. It was subtle. So Ted Cruz already admitted that him and his team messed up with the Ben Carson situation. They just didn't say, we told Ben Carson's supporters that he's getting out, so don't waste your vote and vote for Cruz. They stopped short of that. They admitted that they put out the voter violation forms. They admitted that. But they said that was nothing new, that it was done by another candidate in 2012. So they didn't invent the dirty game. Ted Cruz is going to get blasted for these two things Saturday night. And what did I say last week about the debates that are coming up this week? The debates on Fox, which had 11 million, almost 12, was a failure. Considering CNN debate had 18, 19, and the first Fox had 25. So even if you take into account that the debate audience was going to get less, you would have to compare it to the last CNN debate. From CNN went from 24 million to 18 million. Fox went 25 million to 12 million. In theory, it should have been at around 18 or 19 million, but it didn't. And what did I say was going to happen with this next debate? This next debate, Saturday, is going to be back up to, I'd say, 20 to 25 million. So Trump knew exactly what he was doing. And now he's going to stand on that debate stage. There's going to be less candidates. And he's going to tell everybody that Ted Cruz didn't win Iowa fair and square. He cheated. And no one likes a cheater. No one likes cheaters. And then Ben Carson's going to say, yeah, he cheated. He told all my supporters that I was getting out of the race. And to not throw your vote away on me and cast it for him. That's why he got a record turnout. That's why Marco Rubio beat me, Ben Carson, who is super Jesus. My hands are from Jesus. And Ted Cruz is going to spend Saturday night getting blasted. Remember, he's at 14%. Marco Rubio's at 12%. Donald Trump's at 38%. Marco Rubio has the support of the true establishment base. They are now looking at Rubio as their candidate. So if they could get Rubio to finish second, they could go Trump, Rubio, and Cruz. Or maybe Cruz behind Kasich. It's over. Cruz is done. Done. So what Trump did is genius. Cups, the Anna Navarros, the Dana LaDoshes, the Megyn Kellys, the Mark Levins, the Sean Hannitys are losing their mind. Because they're watching Trump take Karl Rove and Roger Ailes and Lee Atwaters took their strategy made it huge, powerful, and more blunt. And Ted Cruz is now feeling all those tactics rolled up into one ball. And instead of basking in the evangelical Iowa win like Rick Santorum did in the past and Mike Huckabee did in the past and Pat Robertson did in the past, he's now having to defend his win. He's now having to say, no, 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 no. I'm legitimate. I won it. Fair and square. But Ben Carson's saying you cheated. Donald Trump's saying you cheated. So now Ted Cruz's win has an asterisk by it. Genius. Genius. And that's going to be the narrative. Ted Cruz is never going to be able to get traction. He's not going to be able to get traction this week. He's not going to be able to get the momentum that he needs. Because now he's going to have to defend that win. Because now you have Trump and Ben Carson accusing him of cheating. And the only thing Cruz can do is throw insults. Is say Trump needs therapy treatment. He's not going to address what his campaign did. And when people see that he's responding with insults while Trump is responding with facts, and Ben Carson is responding with facts saying he was telling people I got out of the race. Cruz is off message. Only 2 points separate him and Rube. And if Cruz can't win a non-evangelical state, the whole concept from the Mark Levins and the Brent Bozells, that the reason the GOP has lost the last two elections is because they have not nominated a true conservative. And if they nominate a true conservative will win. Even though it's insane because there was no one more conservative than Huckabee and Santorum. So now you have the heat on Ted Cruz, and it will culminate Saturday night. Because if Ted Cruz can't win New Hampshire, Ted Cruz can't finish second, how the hell can the Levins and other hardline conservatives say that Ted Cruz can win the general election if he can't win a state that's not full of holy rollers? If he cannot win a state that doesn't think with their Bible first, how the hell is he going to win a Florida? How is he going to win an Ohio? How is he going to win a Pennsylvania? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. What Trump is doing is genius. Ted Cruz and Ted Cruz supporters could say Trump is crazy, Trump is hysterical, but Cruz has to defend what he did in Ohio, which is put the narrative out that Ben Carson was getting out of the race, and you could get in trouble for voting the wrong way. And both of those things, the voter violation flyer and the Ben Carson situation, were admitted to by Ted Cruz. Brilliant and genius move, ladies and gentlemen, by Donald Trump. Genius.